Welcome to Self-Compassionate Professor, a career wellness podcast for mid-career and recovering academics who want more. More meaning, balance, rest, joy, and more clarity. Our motto here is no regrets. So glad you're here.
Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 121. I'm Danielle Delamar, and I'm popping in because it is solstice, everyone. There is a transition in seasons, and as someone who has questions about their career, about where to go, about how to do it in a way that feels right, how to do it in a way that helps you to feel well, I invite you to take advantage of the solstice energy, this feeling of transition, this letting go of the old and embracing the new. This is a day to take stock. It's a day to go inward. It's a day to notice where you've been, where you are, and where you want to go. And in the next episode, I will outline for you how to do a vision quest, how to really find your 3 to 5 year vision. But for now, for today, take a second and reflect back on what you've done so far in your career, right? Take the last 5 to 10 years, draw a timeline, and write down when you had your biggest transitions. What was going on? And I'm not just talking about work transitions. I'm not just talking about career transitions, right? I'm also talking about big life transitions. What was going on during those times? What did you choose, and what motivated that choice? When you outline that, you'll be able to see why you are where you are today. And if you feel stuck, if you're somewhere where you don't want to be, look back at your timeline and remind yourself that you chose this place and that you can choose a different place. You have more freedom than it feels like you do. I promise you, you do. So yeah, today on this here solstice, ask yourself where you've been. Ask yourself where you are. And if the timeline doesn't feel good to you, don't do a timeline, right? Go for a walk. Let yourself just reflect. If you're one of the lucky ones who live near a beach, go sit on the beach. Reflect. Go for a hike, or heck, lie on your couch, right? But just give yourself some space to think about where you are right now and think about how you got here. And then after you've given it some thought, go ahead and write out what you learned. And you can write that out in journal form, or you can draw it out in picture form. The point is, though, that as we start talking about vision, we need to look back on the past, and we need to look at where we are now so that we feel a sense of grounding and a sense of clarity and a sense of knowing when it comes time to dream big. And of course, today on the solstice, you can ask yourself questions about where you want to go. But it's not necessarily the hard work of finding the vision, articulating the vision, being really clear about it. It's just turning inward and really seeing your career and your life for what it is and what it has been, right? Past, present, future. You know, just touching that for a minute, touching the emotions that come up when you do that reflection. Processing the regrets you might have or the longings you might have. And holding yourself kindly when you bump up against difficult emotions. Remembering as you do this, the three elements of mindful self-compassion. First, turning into the emotions and noticing what those difficult emotions feel like in your body, really becoming mindful of the pain, noticing how much it hurts, and letting yourself feel those sensations. Next, reminding yourself that you are not alone. Good Lord. If you feel stuck, if you have these regrets, and if you're longing for things you don't have, wow, you are so not alone. So just remind yourself that this stuff is hard. It's part of being on the human journey. And honestly, it's not just about the hardships of the human journey. This is also the gifts of the human journey, right? The fact that you get to feel all the big feelings, reflect, and hold yourself kindly. That's so deeply meaningful, right? And being able to experience that meaning is also part of the human journey. So mindful self-compassion is going to have you feel the feelings. It's going to remind you that you're not alone. And lastly, it's going to have you show up for yourself with kindness. And you can do that through physical gesture, through holding your own hands, through hugging yourself, through placing your hands over your heart. Whatever you need to do to feel held, do that. And then telling yourself something supportive. And a lot of people have a hard time with that. I know I've mentioned many times on the podcast that if you can't find the words to comfort yourself, imagine telling a close friend or a close family member something soothing and loving and comforting, right? So you're imagining that they're going through what you're going through. And then you find the words to give to them. And then once you've found those words, you turn those words on yourself. And you tell yourself what you need to hear. All right, it's the solstice. Be gentle with yourself. Let yourself reflect. Let yourself feel all the stuff. And show up for yourself when the stuff is difficult. The other thing I'll have you think about is when you can block off an entire day for doing a vision quest. You need the whole day to commit to creating your vision. So maybe on this solstice, after you've done your reflection, you then look at your calendar and decide when you're going to do your one day vision quest. Where on your calendar does it make sense to take an entire day to really commit to creating your vision? Find one day and find it before July 13th, which is the vision workshop we're doing. It's at noon Pacific, again, July 13th, Wednesday, July 13th, noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. It's 2.5 hours. And to that workshop, you're going to bring the vision you articulated when you blocked out that day to really do the work Okay, got it. On the solstice, you're reflecting on where you've been, where you are, where you're going, and it's light reflection. It's processing emotions. And this doesn't have to be just today. You can be doing this over the next week or so. But you're going inward. Second thing is you're finding a day on your calendar before July 13th that you can commit to your vision quest. I will offer vision quest guidelines the next podcast episode that comes out, so you'll know what to do on your vision quest. And then lastly, you show up to the vision workshop on July 13th. You can register for that on my website, selfcompassionateprofessor.com. Don't forget the .com. And then you just go to career wellness workshops and sign up for the vision workshop that's coming on July 13th. And if you've already signed up for the sabbatical program or you're going to sign up by July 1, that workshop is included in the program. But yeah, we're going to do a little bit of prepping for that vision workshop before it happens. In the meantime, enjoy your solstice. Go inward. Be with yourself. Show up for yourself. Notice where you are. Happy solstice. I'll be back in about a week to talk about how to prep for your vision quest. In the meantime, block that day off on your calendar. Oh, and also make sure you're blocking off July 13th for the vision workshop. Okay, take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Self-Compassionate Professor. Find me on LinkedIn at Danielle Delamar, on Twitter and Instagram at Danielle SC Prof, or schedule a free coaching consult at selfcompassionateprofessor.com. Be well.